Good morning. Hello, everybody. Mino and the mayor here on a gorgeous morning at EAA in Oshkosh.
Back at EAA. This is, man, the energy.
I have to ask you one quick thing. Kenny Loggins was just playing.
Yes.
Okay.
I saw it.
Where were you in the summer of 1986 when that was the biggest block, one of the biggest summer blockbuster movies, maybe since Jaws,
right.
You know, where everybody had to go to that movie?
Yeah, yeah. No, I was working, you know. Working.
What were you doing?
Living on the West Coast, working for a medical company.
Okay.
But yeah, this.
Did you go to that movie?
Yes, I did. That movie I did see, yes.
Did you buy a leather jacket, and aviator sunglasses, and a crotch rocket? Yes or
close,
no?
Close.
Okay, because I could see you doing that.
Two of the three.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, that's great intro music to where we are today. You know, we're here at the busiest airport in the world.
But you don't realize it until you drive in.
Right.
When we're driving in today, I'm like, how do they get all these parked
10,000
fields?
10,000
And you got some big planes amongst the little planes.
Right. And the people, we've had a couple guests on that have flown up here. One guy in a plane that was in a box a few years ago, a kit plane. Other people maybe will buy a plane. And then they put their little tent right next to their plane. And this is where they spend a week. And what a place to spend. If you have any interest in aviation, or some of these people have been coming here for, you know, this is the 70th year of the EAA. But they just come here, and you know, you see a lot of history here, which is very cool. But what I find really exciting here is just this leading edge things. You know, like that guy that we had on from Israel, who was doing this, kind of the car taxi. You know, for those of us who don't know a lot about aviation,
it's a drone.
It's a drone.
It's incredible.
And
manned drone.
Totally. And for $200,000, and, you know, there's other ones here that, you know, there's a price range.
And that might start coming down.
I mean,
it's just like, you know, color TVs back in the 70s were more expensive than now.
Right. And it's funny that when you talk to the guy, and he went to, as he told our listeners, to the Kentucky Derby. And just to show people, which is a good place to go, I guess, if you got something new and a little pricey, and took orders for 350 of these aircrafts, these personal aircrafts, and stopped taking orders.
And they had to put $1,000 down,
right? Non-refundable.
So
he's too back-ordered, but he really is the Steve Jobs, the Elon Musk.
We got to follow this guy over the next couple of years. We've got to follow this guy. This could be the most revolutionary thing. And you know what? Do you remember when another guy, he did this big thing about, I'm going to have a press conference on Tuesday or whatever, and this is going to just be a whole different thing in the world. All modes of transportation are going to be changed because of what I've come up with.
The revolutionary, what was that, the Segway guy?
Yes!
Yeah,
you remember that?
I do.
This is going to change the world.
And there's no Segways here. And the Segway doesn't even, there's a lot of those things on the junk pile right now. You know, the guy had something because it was kind of a personal that you could use, and I've been on Segways. Actually, we bought some.
One of the things that kind of damaged him was George Bush was president at the time. I don't know if it was senior or junior, and he was trying one out, and he kind of tripped and went over.
Okay, they're not that hard. They're very easy to operate. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can. But they just didn't click. But I will say this personal aircraft, because it is, you can put it in your garage. It's two people.
It's as wide as an F-150 Ford truck.
Right.
Yeah. So just one stall.
So I was telling I had some people over at a little party last night.
Oh, you had a party last night?
I did, John.
And you had people over.
No, you were busy.
Did you text me or try to call? How did you get hold of me?
I said to them, I'm not.
You know what? When you do invite me, I'm going to do exactly what you said that homeless guy did in your front yard who's mad at you.
Shh, don't say that.
Well, I'm just saying. You with me on that, Todd? Thank you, Todd.
You heard that story, Todd. I said to the people, look, I don't really collect autographs, or I'm not really big into, you know, celebrity stuff, but we did take a picture and get an autograph of that guy.
Yeah.
I do think he is going to be Bill Gates type.
I do too. No question about it.
He actually thinks he's going to be too, I think is good.
If he, his designer, whomever, I still think they need to find a way to get more than 1 hour lifespan out of the battery.
That's true.
So once they do that, who knows? Even 2 hours would make a huge difference. But you know, otherwise, it's like you and I were talking. It's like you'd come visit me in Manitowoc, you know, maybe. And
But, you know, I could go to Manitowoc, but
yeah, but that's like 45 minutes, and right. You know, and then you go back. It's like that's it. You're not gonna go to Sheboygan now.
And he knows that, and he even said, "Look, we're not innovators. We're not going to
just got this from our producer Jason. He says, where was my invite? Wow, quite the team."
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we had a nice party, and I back to what I was telling them is, I just really think this guy is about the future, and we love the history of aviation and the things we have here with the Warbirds, and we got some great guests coming on to talk about, you know, their place in the aviation industry, but this guy, what he said, Johnny, was he's not in charge of finding that battery that Elon Musk or somebody
right,
else
will discover it. Make
right, and
$18 billion.
But if they know that he's going to buy,
he's on the radar. Yeah, absolutely.
They'll invent it. We're
not brightest of the bright.
That.
Will right. Go to the drafting
but
table, and
he's a marketing conceptual guy.
I still think military wise,
right.
That the government doesn't just say, "Hey, we want in. Let's do a part of this." That'd be phenomenal.
Yes, and he's from Israel, and their military does partner pretty well with the...
It's not a good military to mess with.
I wouldn't mess with that guy.
I remember there was some at the LPGA tournament in Green Bay a few years ago. There were these ladies going around. They were marketing... I actually bought one. They were marketing these things for back problems where it has the vibrators, like...
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you, like, stick them on your back, the lower back.
That's right up there with the Segway, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I bought one. But anyway, I was talking to this young lady, okay? And I said, "Where are you from?" She says, "Israel." I said, "Oh, okay, you know, you do this for a living?" She says, "Well, yeah, now that I'm out of the military."
Yeah.
I said, "You were in the military?" And she's this beautiful young girl. I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Where were you?" Or whatever. She's like, "You know, oh, Gaza and whatever, whatever." I said, "Were you, like, computers?" She says, "No, I carried a rifle."
Right.
And it's like, whoa. And she thought nothing of it. And all the other ladies she was with, they were all veterans. And I mean, like, hardcore veterans.
But that's part of
the culture.
Everybody goes into the military for 2 years. Some stay longer. And
do you think they should do that here?
Absolutely. We talked about it when we were down there. And those kids, they love their country. They not a lot of people mess with Israel.
No.
And they work together.
Yeah.
They really do. You know, I know he talked about the political ongoings in Israel right now, and they have that. But sure, 2 years of military service.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. You got out of high school.
I got a friend who played basketball at UWGB, and he's from Norway. And they even have
two
years. And he said he loved it.
Yeah, I know.
He said he was still going to school, still taking classes and different things. So it doesn't like completely, it's not like the old days where you get drafted and it's like, boom, your whole life is that. Nowadays, there's so much education, so many classes. They want to educate you. It's such a different world now than it used to be.
And not everybody sees combat. I mean, come on, right? They're learning about the country.
Maybe in a regular war.
Yeah.
But my brothers were in the Army for 3 years each.
Oh.
And each one of them came out with a skill. You know, one was in the MPs, and he became law enforcement, became a sheriff. Another one was in communications, got in the communications field for the rest of his life.
Right.
You know, the other one was in missiles. There wasn't a lot to do with missiles, but
yeah.
But you know, he learned how to do really good. My other brother in missiles, he was at White Sands Missile Base in New Mexico, which wasn't far from Las Cruces, where Oppenheimer, the big movie out right now, where that was built. Okay.
Los Alamos, though, right?
Or Los Alamos,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
Los Alamos,
right.
Las Cruces. But anyway, you know what he became so good at? It's incredible.
What's that?
He still uses this talent till today?
Wow.
Killing rattlesnakes. He used to go out and kill so many rattlesnakes. And he would cut off the rattles and send them home to me. I had such a great collection of rattlesnake rattles.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
And he told me he killed two in his yard. He lives in Tucson. Still killed two in his yard the other day. He's adept at killing rattlesnakes like you've never
nice.
Seen.
Nice. That, I would, yeah, get me on the first plane out of there. Nope, not my thing. Right. Not my thing. But what is, today.
I didn't mean to digress.
No, not at all. No, we're just talking EAA all the way. But no, this EAA, this air venture here in Oshkosh, you know, we talked about this. We've been broadcasting from here this week, and we still have some EAA guests on tomorrow as well. But today we're going to be talking to, obviously we're going to talk to some people from Oshkosh who make this all possible. And then it's going to be great to talk to, what's the organization that women's...
Wasps. That's going to be tomorrow.
Well, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a really great story. But Jason set that one up first.
All right.
We'll talk about that one later.
And
it's awesome. Hardly anybody in the world knows that women pilots were really instrumental in World War II. Because when the planes were built, like I said, in Michigan, southern Michigan, they'd have to fly down to base in Nebraska, Texas, all over the country. And it was these women because the men were all pretty much in the Air Corps that could fly, and these women were trained as pilots to fly these huge bombers. I mean, like B-17s, B-25s, these huge planes, these women were trained to fly them and didn't get the recognition that they deserve. So there's a museum in Texas. We were talking to one of the guys about it. We're having one of the people. They only lost one female pilot during the war, and we're going to hear that story tomorrow, too. And I don't even think she was ever found. It's kind of a strange story, but pretty interesting.
Amelia.
No, it's not Amelia.
Okay.
What do you think ever happened to her?
I know, right?
What do you think?
Did you see
my theory. I think she made it to an island.
When they interviewed, remember, there was a, I don't know, it was a TMZ thing or whatever, but they thought they found her.
Yeah.
That ladies did. I mean, come on. I don't know. I'm not that into it, but it's very interesting. I want to say, though, as people, those of you who are tuned in today and maybe been listening this week, but if you haven't been, this EAA show, which is in Oshkosh, it's a 70th year. Very easy access, right? It's right off, just take Highway 41 and exit either 26 or 44. Easy parking, and there's just a lot going on here. We got the Boeing Plaza, which has that whole dream, that dream lifter that just...
You got to see the size of
it. It's unbelievable.
If you come down here, that's like a must see, because it's awe-inspiring to stand underneath that thing and figure out how this thing can get off the ground.
Right, and then it's full of things, too. And then, of course, the Nassau tent is great, and there's so much military here. But, this goes on through Sunday, so I want to just... For those of you who, I know a lot of you went to the shareholders meeting, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on, all in our listening area. A lot of events are happening. But, you know, here we have the whole International Visitors Parade that's taking place tomorrow. We have that Yellow Ribbon Honor Flight.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's going to be awesome.
Leaving here in the morning and going to Washington, D.C., coming back that night
6:15,
for the reception, for the welcome home.
Yeah, there's... And again, anyone under 18, if you bring the kids, or it's free, picked up by Boeing because they want to get the youth engaged, continue to be engaged in this industry. So there's a lot of cool things going on here. We've got some guests coming up we want to talk to, and stick around. You listen to Mayor and the Mino? No, Mino and the Mayor. 97.
Wow. Can I at least have 1 hour?
97.9
Back
FM.
After this. I like our big thing we've got behind us here.
Yes, we do.
At EAA. I'll tell you what, you take a look at all the stations. Those are some phenomenal logos. Whoever does the artwork for all the different logos, WAUK, Mad Radio, WRCE, Oshkosh, the air support is cool, Buzz of the North, really, really cool. I like this. Actually, I think my favorite one is Lake Air, News Talk Sports, 1260 AM Amory. Is that Wisconsin? Amory? Okay.
Yes.
Love that logo.
So when you're at the EAA, you may be coming here to see the Guppy or some of these warplanes, but you can also walk by and see our booth, and we're advertising. We're right across from the air traffic control tower, and you got to get a couple.
Which, let's be honest, we're really happy that's there because that's been our landmark.
We get lost
that's
here.
That's been our lighthouse.
There's 10,000 planes here. There's 600,000 people that will come here. And Johnny and I don't have the best sense of direction.
I've got the worst sense of direction of any human being that I know.
You have the worst. Mine's much better. But I'm glad we're across. But I was going to say, when they take photos, they can, we come here, there's so many great pictures to take. But one of them is the air traffic control tower, which is right next to us, and on that tower it says world's busiest airport, and that makes for a cool photo when you're here. I think this is something, and look, I know some people can't get here, you've got plans, but those of you who don't, to come down here, this is worth the trip, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, even if you come for a day and
you want to talk about a place in the country right now, there are two of the hottest places in the United States of America. Oshkosh and Green Bay right. with EAA and Packer training camp starting. Right. And awesome. You know what? We were talking the other day when we were waiting for the traffic to go through it. We counted all the different license plates. Right. Same thing from all the different states. Same thing at Lambeau Field. They did get the practice in yesterday,
well,
which was great because okay. it was raining pretty hard
yeah, it was.
Yesterday morning in Green Bay. But they got the practice in. But you know what's one of the cool things to do? You know, Belden Sports Medicine. When I did my little segment yesterday on WFRV, Channel 5, you said you don't listen or you don't watch your sentence.
No,
so I said,
when you're on.
When I'm on, you don't listen.
And no, not really.
Like I said, when you're in office, I didn't vote. So, yin and yang. You know how that goes.
That hurt.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
But Belden Sports Medicine, and we're going to be talking to them next week. They do a great thing with their bike rodeo and bike safety, and they're doing it through the Packers, and they got those really cool bike helmets.
Yes.
They're giving away. They're giving the first 50, I think, away. Very, very cool what Belden Sports Medicine is doing over there. So that whole thing around Lambeau, it's kind of like with an EAA. It's not just, hey, we're going to go to Green Bay and watch a practice. There are so many other things going on around it. It's incredible.
Free bike helmets to the first 500 kids that
is
go
it 500
there.
500 or 50?
500.
Was it 500?
It's five. It is.
I thought you said you didn't listen.
I was listening to your co-host. I wasn't, okay. And she's the one who had, well, you obviously weren't paying attention either. You didn't even know if it was 50 or 500. It's 500 bike helmets. And, you know, when I was mayor, I used to go there and participate. And they teach you how to fit the kids because...
Did you see what I did?
Yes.
I put it on backwards.
You did. And that's why
you got to adjust it. It's way too small. And then the one the lady says, you have it on backwards.
Yeah.
Have you ever looked really dorky in something and
no.
then it gets public?
No.
Because you know
no,
what? Years
never,
ago, I had
never,
to do a thing. Me never. And Murphy back in the old day and one of the Packer players, I forget who it was, they wanted us on their poster for bike safety. And I had the bike helmet. I looked so dorky. It was mind-boggling. And here it was published, you know, all over the place.
Yeah, John.
Chad Clifton, that was the other guy.
Truth be known. Yeah, I'd be careful with photos.
Yeah.
It's for those of you who, your families and are in Northeast Wisconsin, what an opportunity to be within, you know, an
That's
hour
what I mean.
Of each
within
other.
50 minutes.
Right.
Or with you driving about 42. Thank God there weren't any state troopers on the road today for your little black
I
BMW.
I did not want
to be. Holy wow.
I did not want to be
the one that says the bumper sticker bought and paid for by Green Bay voters. You know, that one. Hope
back
nobody
to,
notices that
back,
one.
Back to what we're here for. But the EAA, if you could, you know, take in some Packer training camp, and there's just so much around there, and there's a lot of history with the Green Bay Packers, too, that you can learn with the kids or with your spouse
That's
or with
where
your friends.
In the country, you have two bigger things going on
right
now.
Here.
Nowhere.
One of the world's most popular franchises in sports, and then 50 Miles, the world's largest, you know, air show. And both. Well, I think the Packer
thing. Every event, not just their show.
Yeah, but the Packer thing is free. This is super reasonable. Kids under 18 get in for free thanks to Boeing. So,
you know, one thing they've really done, though, at the Packer camp, too, is I remember years ago, I could dig out somebody, and everybody in the world who's done media in Green Bay has done the story on the kids on bikes. Okay, everybody's done it. But that has gotten so much more organized now.
Yeah.
Where it's delegated, I think, who gets whom as far as with the bikes. And if the kids don't have a bike, I think they have spare bikes they can use for
and
the thing.
Kids kind of wear their little Packer stuff.
Yeah.
They're going to be on.
I think it's a nice tradition.
That they've kept. And as much as these guys have gotten their own little security.
You know who'd never ride a bike, though? Sterling Sharp.
Really?
Sterling would never ride a bike. I remember that,
Did he not know how to ride a bike?
I don't know. But
you know, that could be hiding something there.
Who doesn't know how to ride a bike?
Right? I agree.
That's like a dog not knowing how to swim.
Yeah.
It's unnatural.
That hurt.
It's like weird.
All right,
What happened to that chromosome?
But, hey, look, I think for the listeners, though, John, I do want to, you know, if they can still get down here. You know, I want to give a plug for, I just think this is, I don't know, this has just been a great, great convention, and they really treat us well.
Yep. Dick Kapitsky, former media member.
It is. It's just nice.
And I were schlepping around the old locker room back in the day trying to get quotes after another losing effort.
If you have, you know, if you're not in the area and you have a child, grandchild, or that has an interest in aviation, just EAA.org. You know, they have 900 chapters throughout the United States. And you just get on, and they have things for the youth. They have technology seminars. They have web seminars you can participate in. And they achieved a goal of flying a million kids.
You know what my favorite thing
is
that I saw
cool
here so far this
just to experience
year? This. We're hoping to have some of the guys on from the U.S. Army.
Right.
Did you see that drone, the military drone with the rocket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to live my life cleanly so that they never come after me with one of those drones.
That's a good idea.
Because have you heard the new thing they have to make so that like there's no other I got to tell you about this when we come back.
Okay.
It's like a lawnmower blade.
Yeah,
it's
that doesn't
a lawnmower
sound, that
blade.
Does not sound good.
I just feel like that's the way I'm going to go.
All right, we've got a bunch of guests waiting.
Yeah, we're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, we're at EAA right here. We'll be back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way from EAA in Oshkosh here on WGBW. Thanks for tuning in on a beautiful morning. It's supposed to be sweltering later on, so we're going to be talking with Dick Kopinski here. He said, hey, folks, just remind you, hydrate, bring sunscreen, wear a big old floppy hat, all those kinds of things, because yeah. It will get really warm walking around out here. And by the way, Jim, I just got a text. Hang on one second before we get to our special guest. Can you ask the mayor if he and Donna like fresh dill pickles that would put Vlasic out of business? I'll drop them off tomorrow morning on my way to my client. I listen every morning now.
Absolutely.
You know who that's from?
No.
Big Wayne, our beekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
That gave you all that other? Give us
we,
all
that the great honey. Great. Those eggs were great. He dropped off as well. So, Wayne, did send me a bill with that, too. Yeah, absolutely. You have great quality product, and we have to get you back. I got a lot
of comments on that.
Me, too. Me
a lot
too.
Of comments.
And people really thought that was interesting. But, yeah, we'll talk
so
about
Big
that.
So, Big Wayne, yes, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
So, we were talking about EAA. And then
you got a text, too, right?
Yeah.
Somebody want free tickets? You take care of him? Constituent?
I'll pick up the ticket for his kid.
You used to? Yeah. They're free.
They're free. It's free if you're under 18.
Very nice.
Hey, well, we're talking about the EAA, and again, this is the world's busiest airport. It's an air show that has everything from history to what's new. And for these entities to work in a community, and it's working very well here in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and it's not akin to the Green Bay Packers work very well in Green Bay, and it's because there's these partnerships that are formed, and one of the key pieces to a partnership is the Community Foundation, and the Community Foundation it raises money, and they put that money where they can make the community the best for the people who live here and the people who visit here. And they also are reciprocal and work with these. And I'm really glad we have our guest here. Bill Wyman is the Community Foundation President and CEO of the Oshkosh area. And we were talking before we bring him on about the great partnership that the Community Foundation has with the EAA and the city of Oshkosh. And, Bill, you've got to be awfully pleased with what's going on in Oshkosh.
It's wonderful. This community is great, and everybody teams together, and we collaborate on a lot of different things throughout the community, everything from basic needs to quality of life issues,
right.
And it's just everybody pitches in, and everybody wants this community to be stronger.
And specifically with the EAA grounds here, is this something the Community Foundation has done with the EAA?
We haven't done a lot with the EAA over the years, but we have done some things. We helped them with a learning center that they've put up. It's a museum, part of the museum,
right.
And it's one floor is for training. They have different companies come in and they train on their planes, and then they also have a floor for students to come in and learn about basically STEM.
Isn't that great? Because these kids, you know, we talked to the people from Boeing, and we've talked most of the people we've had on here. The effort that this industry makes to engaging the youth. It's important that people, I don't know that people get into aviation when they're 35. Maybe they do, but a lot of people that we've talked to have gotten into aviation when they were 13, 14, 15 years old.
Well, it's just for a kid. It's just so cool to see the planes and the helicopters and all
right.
the stuff out here.
Yeah.
It's amazing what
yeah.
they do.
Yeah. How's Oshkosh? I mean, we broadcast here in Oshkosh, and everybody knows the university. You have some great restaurants downtown, too, by the way. How are things going in Oshkosh?
Oshkosh is doing really well. We have a real strong manufacturing base.
Yeah, you do.
There's a lot of small industry Of course, everyone's looking for more employees to come into town. So one thing the Community Foundation is working on is housing, just like every other community in the country. That's an issue. But overall, we have a great river walk. We've got restaurants. We've got museums. Everyone talks about AirVenture this week. Well, the museum here is amazing all year long.
The military museum.
The EAA museum.
But the military museum right here, too, is fantastic.
It's just down the road from here. It's real close. And we have a paint art museum. We have a public museum. So there's always a lot to do in Oshkosh.
And that's great what you're doing with the riverfront. And that all, we had a guest yesterday, and we just talked about we're all competing. As much as we love Oshkosh, you know, Green Bay, Oshkosh, and Tulsa, and San Antonio, and we're all chasing talent.
Well, I think Northeast Wisconsin's kind of cool because, you have the Packers, and then you have the air show. You have Road America and Elkhart Lake. That brings in thousands of people. And then you have, like, Whistling Straits over in Kohler. So there's a lot of things
to do. Century World, which had the senior U.S. Open.
So this whole area of the state brings a lot of people in. Yesterday, I was working at the booth at EA, and it was the convention visitors booth, and we have little postcards. And you can fill out, any person can walk by and fill out a postcard, and then we'll mail it for them. And it was amazing to see people from Poland and Germany and France and Iceland and South Africa. There are people from, of course, St. Louis, Chicago, San Diego, Sacramento, places like that, but all over the world. It's just so cool.
And it's an opportunity for you as the CEO of the Community Foundation. Of course, we're going to have Mark on, your city manager here. It's a world stage, and people will go back, and they're going to talk about it. And Johnny and I were just talking about it's a clean city. It's easy. The infrastructure is great here. And if you're taking care of those needs that may not be front page of the paper, but people who are going to live in a community want to make sure, even though they're not homeless or maybe they're not, have some struggles, they want to make sure it's being taken care of. And you've done a good job, or you're doing a good job of that.
Well, it's what's the saying, that one boat lifts all the whole lake? I don't remember the saying, but yeah, if you help one thing, it helps the whole community.
It does, and you're doing good here. So with the EAA, how much, you talked about the Learning Center, something that you do, and do they work with the Community Foundation, a reciprocal side of that? Do you have some people on the board or that would help your organization out?
A little bit, not so much with our board, but the EA people are very involved in other boards, like the CVB and the Chamber and places like that. Right. So they are very involved in the community.
Yeah, I think some people, some people, but it takes a lot to make a city. You know what I mean? It's not just a great this or a great that. It's that partnership. And isn't that what the community?
Well, and again, the Community Foundation, our mission is to be leaders in the community, collaborate, and convene. So if we can get, if there's an issue on the table, maybe it's housing, maybe it's early childhood development, if we can get everybody involved in that issue around the table and talk about it and come up with a plan, then we can go out to the corporations and the donors and say, this is what we're planning on doing. Can you help us? And most of the time, we're very successful and we have people involved.
And I think the key in that is the collaboration. And that's not always easy. You know, some people kind of find their silo or find their lane. And we're very successful. Green Bay, too. I mean, we've got we have a Bill Wyman there, too.
Yep.
And
we work a lot with the Green Bay Community Foundation and the Fox Cities Community Foundation, Fond du Lac Community Foundation. There's a community foundation over in Wisconsin Rapids. All of them in the area. We work well together on bigger projects that affect the whole area of the state.
And I think that's why it's kind of working here. I mean, we talked to a young lady who works at one of the largest bank in Wisconsin, and we talked about her. We talked about retaining talent. And they have branches, Associated Bank, right? They have branches here in Oshkosh and Wisconsin Rapids and everywhere else. And she was saying, we're like, is it a challenge? Because, you hear all this stuff about Austin and, the Bay Area. And she's like, it isn't that difficult here. We're doing a lot of things right. And you got to take some credit for that.
Well, I think Oshkosh, that community here, there's about 70,000, 68,000 people, 70,000 people, and it's a great size because we have We have a lot of opportunities the big cities have. We have some of the problems that big cities have, but it's small enough where we can manage them.
Yeah.
So overall, it's a great place.
So what's the future of Oshkosh, right? I mean, you guys usually have your pulse on what's going on, but what do you see coming in Oshkosh? You're at 78,000 people. You guys, there's a big growth plan, the university, or what are the things you're working on that's going to help Oshkosh not only, you know, maintain its great presence in Wisconsin, but
Well, you said Mark Roloff will be on our city manager later. The city's done a really good job of changing our, I'll say, southeast side of town by South Main Street. We have a lot of new development there.
Nice.
We have the arena there. It connects right to our Main Street. We have a new Freightart and Theta Clark are building a hospital down there. So our central city is really going to turn around, and that's right where the Riverwalk is. Yeah. We lit all the bridges. So there's a lot going on right downtown.
Very cool. And with that growth, you're not taking your eye off the basic needs.
Well, that's the Community Foundation, that's probably our most important thing is to help people in need. So we do that plus the quality of life things.
That's, you got a great city here, although I'm a little partial to Green Bay.
Yeah, well, I think you should be.
Okay.
I've got a question for you that's bugged me for 50 years.
Uh-oh.
Whatever happened to Plywood Oshkosh?
Plywood
when I used to watch pro wrestling on Saturday nights, it was always brought to me by pro wrestling, brought to you by Plywood Oshkosh. Whatever happened to them?
Well, I think both of them have gone by the wayside, but why don't you just address the Plywood Oshkosh?
I remember
Plywood. Do you remember that, Todd?
No.
The lady from Plywood, she's from like Germany or something. Oshkosh. Brought to you by Plywood Oshkosh.
Plywood Oshkosh used to have their plant right down on the river close to the Community Foundation, and all those lumbering places along the river, they're all gone now.
Okay.
And there's parks and things like that. I think Plywood Oshkosh moved out on 45 a ways, but I don't really know whatever happened with their business.
Because when I was growing up in the UP and watching pro wrestling on Saturday nights with Vern Gagne and the Crusher and all those guys, I always thought, man, someday I'd love to go to Oshkosh and see where Plywood Oshkosh is.
That's funny.
All right, well, we're here right now, John, so maybe we can get to, maybe Todd can get her on the line or something.
I bet a lot of people that know me text me. Do you remember that commercial? Plywood Oshkosh.
No. I like what Oshkosh is doing with their community foundation, with the EAA, with the university. This is a happening city, and I'm sorry Plywood Oshkosh is not here, or whatever it was. But, this is a good city. You're bored. You know, it's a community foundation. You get them diverse? Is there youth on the board? Who's running that right now? I mean, you're the CEO, but, I mean, how are you doing with...
Our board is 16 people. There's some people from the university. There's some manufacturing. We have some attorneys. Right now, the president of our board is executive at Oshkosh Corp. So we have a good diverse board of different people. We do need some younger people.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And they talk about that here. I want to say that, Oshkosh Corp is helped a lot of us out financially. I mean, their stock was not doing too well 20 years ago, and boy, did it go through the roof. I paid for one of my kids to go to school. I told him that, too. I saw him. I said, hey, you don't know me. I'm Jim Schmidt, but I just really want to thank you for sending my kid to college. Because their stock, I think,
having a Fortune 500 company in
right
your
here.
Community, it makes a big difference. Yeah. And when they built that facility out on the lake, it's really nice.
When I went to John loves the military. He's four books. Really studies the veterans in Wisconsin, not just Northeast Wisconsin, but in Wisconsin. And John's been to Afghanistan a couple times, and he's really been in theater. I did a trip like that with the JCOC, Joint Civilian Orientation Corps. We went to Djibouti. We landed on the USS Eisenhower. We went to Kuwait. And that was a trip that was and Oshkosh Truck sponsored me for that, which was great. And that's a giving community. You're lucky to have them here, boy.
Yep. And Oshkosh Defense employs a lot of employees. Right. That really helps this area.
I was in Iraq or Afghanistan one of the times, there was some stuff, and I was doing reports, and there were some things I just could not talk about, and there were things that Oshkosh Defense created, and that were saving troops' lives.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That's part of their whole thing, is that they're saving lives every day.
Yes. And they're a great participant with the Community Foundation, too. So,
yes,
thank you for what you're doing. I think people live their lives and they're very dedicated, but I think they may not understand what it takes to really run a great city like Oshkosh. And it takes good leadership like Mark, it takes businesses like Oshkosh Truck, and it takes a community foundation CEO and president like you, Bill. So, yeah, thanks for what you're doing in Oshkosh, and enjoy the show. And you going to go work the booth again today?
It's a great time to be here this early in the morning. There's not a lot of people around.
I know, right?
It's a little cooler. You can see some stuff. So thank you very much for having me.
You bet. All right. Take care.
All right, we'll be back with more Minor the Mayor after this. Minor the Mayor coming your way on WGBW 97.9 FM. Come on down to EAA on a beautiful day so far. It's supposed to get sweltering. And as we were talking earlier, bring plenty of sunscreen, maybe one of those big old floppy hats. If you're going to Packer camp today, same thing. Bring one of those floppy caps or whatever, because that's one thing where you will really bake at Ray Nitschke Field, sitting in those stands with that sun hitting you hot and supposed to get to heat index of over 100 degrees today.
One day.
But let me tell you something. And I'm going to do one of these. When I was in high school,
okay,
we never had water, even on a day like today at practice.
Right?
Isn't that amazing?
I know. And
what
yeah,
were they
I
thinking?
Think, I don't know. Have we overreacted a little bit?
Well, I had a coach say one time, you wouldn't put cold water on a hot engine in a car. So why would you put cold water in a hot body? So that was his rationale. You know what I mean? That was their rationale. But it's just, it's crazy that they didn't allow water on practice fields years ago.
So with I'm with you on that Ray Nitschke Field, because you are out in the sun. Not a lot of shade over there.
No, there's none.
And but there's plenty of, you know, opportunities to buy things. Here at the EAA, I mean, well, a lot of this stuff is outside. There are some air-conditioned tents when the astronaut speaks. When they
actually, there's also right across from us. I noticed yesterday. I thought, what is this? We walked by it, and it said, "What was it? I forget the word they used. An oasis or something." It just said, "Very, very air-conditioned.
Right.
Free water, cool water.
Right.
Things for the kids if the parents just need a break to come." I think something like that's really cool.
And then there's the seminars they have for potential flight instructors that to come in and talk, and for kids to learn. That's all air conditioned. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like...
No,
it's,
you're exactly right. You see, but I just thought that was a cool thing. It's just, we're not selling anything.
Right, just come in and
we're not going to teach you anything.
Right.
Just come on in and chill.
And
so I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and there's...
You know what place that's tough on a day like this? I don't know if you've ever been there. Yeah, you were a little greaser back in the day, so maybe you were. Iola Car Show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once.
Wow.
That is
a place... The best thing to do there is to, like, walk around with your own little lawn chair or something, because there is nowhere to sit, and it is acres and acres and acres, and you are just walking.
Of stuff that I didn't know what 80% of that stuff was, probably 90%. I'm not a car guy. I went there because I was invited by a couple friends. My brother-in-law is big into that. He goes every year, and I went one year, and that was enough.
It depends on the car, whatever their theme is. Like, one year I went, it was the two things I love the most in manufacture, whatever. It was, like, World War II and Korean War military vehicles.
Oh, no, that would be cool.
And GTOs. And I've always been a GTO guy.
Yeah.
So that was fantastic.
Okay. And they always bring in a... I'm putting air quotes, celebrity. So when I was there, it was the lady from Dukes of Hazzard.
Daisy Duke?
Yeah.
Catherine Bach?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh,
you're one of the guys that's in line.
I just caught our producer here. Todd, first of all, recreate the wrestling commercial.
Oh, yeah. So it was, and I said this to Jim, there was Plywood Oshkosh was in Green Bay and Oshkosh. In fact, the tagline was a woman saying, "Plywood Oshkosh, Green Bay and Oshkosh, where you truly get more for your money."
Oh,
That was good.
Yeah.
That was really good.
And she almost said Arshgarsh. Almost. Yes. It was almost an R.
Well, I just got a text. Jim almost sounds like her when he says Oshkosh. He sounds a little bit like that.
I never saw it.
I think he actually looks a little like that.
I know, right?
But that's a different story.
Looks a little like Vern Gagne. Who was your favorite matchup back in the day, wrestling?
Oh, you know what? I wasn't so much because I was a broadcasting geek and wanted to get into that. I was always about the announcers.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Gene.
Mean Gene.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's who I was a big fan of.
Okay. I always loved it when, you know what, it was so politically incorrect, but it was, it hooked you back in those days, where it's like with the oil embargo type thing, they would have this Sheik, I forget his name, Sheik, yeah. Somebody would come out.
Those are all marketing guys.
When in the Cold War, they'd bring in all the Russian guys.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
One of the Russian guys.
Just summoned a villain.
One
right.
of the Russian guys is a big villain. I got to be good friends with a few years ago, and typical me, I can't remember his name though, but he was from Minnesota. And he was the big Russian character the whole thing.
That is marketing 101.
101.
And, and Scrap Iron Gdansky.
Absolutely.
You know, just – and people would cheer for the underdog.
Absolutely.
And take on these big Russian guys.
Yes.
And that – whoever was the CEO of that organization really knew what they were doing.
It was before Vince McMahon, obviously.
Right.
But they found that niche on how to create –
drama
passion.
Or passion, yeah.
Passion and drama. Word. That's what you need to create to have good customers.
Yeah, funny.
And we never miss it on Saturday night.
But that back to that Iola, I talked to my brother-in-law last week. Who was there this year? But these washed
up. What did Catherine Bach look like?
Oh, she looked old, man. I mean, she.
Seriously?
Like, yeah.
What year was this?
2 years ago.
Did she have the Daisy Dukes on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you wearing Daisy Dukes?
I didn't even know who she was. They're like.
Who is that a thought, huh, Tom? Well,
anyway, a great event, and it just happened. That was just a few weeks ago, right? The Iola Car Show. Anyway, there's a lot going on.
What year did you see Catherine Bach?
I don't know. I think 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know. If I had known she was there, I would have gone there. She's my favorite. She's my favorite. She was my favorite. She was my favorite TV actress of all time.
Who's yours? Watched that show.
Everybody watched that show.
No,
I never missed an episode.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Who's your favorite?
Probably
of all time.
Well, I liked Marianne.
Oh my! See, that's typical of you. You'd go with the even like okay on Channel 5 yesterday. When I did that show with Lisa.
Yeah.
They had this dentist on where he's got this great new dental whitening thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he put up this picture of two people. He had it wrong. He said, "Lisa, which guy would you rather kiss?" And it was, but he didn't know it. He was from somewhere else, and they had a picture of two women up, okay? And one had, like, really yellow teeth, and the other one had white teeth.
Oh, I see.
And he said, "Which one would you rather kiss?" And I said, "Well, to be honest with you, the one on the left with the yellow teeth looks like she was a smoker in high school, so I'd pick her because they were the wild girls."
So much for selling his product.
Exactly.
Yeah, great.
So
you cost
take Marianne, you would always take the good girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Ginger.
Fine.
But I watched Gilligan's Island a lot. That was just a great, great show. But anyway, back to the EAA, and we need you to, if you want, and we just talked about if your family is in town and if you live in town, you got to take advantage of these two great things going on, Packer Training Camp and the EAA, 50 miles apart, one I-41 will get you here. Easy parking, and again, kids are free at the EAA thanks to Boeing. And, of course, Packer Training Camp, it is free. You just got to get there a little bit early. They built that stadium, but it's the stadium. That's okay. Seating, but it's still not enough for all these great fans.
Our guy Jason just sent me a poster for Rumble in Russ County that he went to. And he got an autograph. Here's the part I got a kick out of. Featuring Mitch Paradise, Horace and the Psychopath, Jumping Jim Brunzel, Axis and the Python Snake. Then it has the lovely ladies of wrestling, Lascivious Lucy and Ravishing Rain, a show for the whole family.
I don't know about that.
Love it, from 2004.
All right, but we got shows for the whole family here.
We're waiting for Army guys to come over.
Right.
Can't wait for those guys. We'll go round them up. 10th Mountain Division, Afghanistan veterans. Can't wait for them. We're going to talk to some Boeing people. Got a lot more coming up in the second hour of Mind of the Mayor coming your way live from EAA in Oshkosh. We'll be back right after this.